Johnston's history reflects Rhode Island's. It was settled before the Revolutionary War by English farmers. The town was named for a colonial attorney general, Augustus Johnston, when it was incorporated in 1759. But Johnston himself didn't last long in his namesake community. He was burned in effigy during the Stamp Act protest that led to the young colony split from England. He sided with the British during the Revolutionary War, fleeing Rhode Island as a Tory. As was the case in many northern towns, Johnston evolved in the 19th century into a factory economy, where mills churned out textiles in villages like Thornton, Pocasset, and Graniteville. Then the factories moved south in search of cheaper labor and easier access to cotton. A few working farms and orchards still anchor the rural west end of town, but today's Johnston, home to about 29,000 people, is more bustling Providence bedroom community. Residents are likely to work in one of a growing number of office parks hosting financial services companies, such as insurer FM Global. Town leaders boast of a growing economy and were thrilled when Citizens Bank chose to consolidate its operations there. Outsiders often view Johnston as the site of the state's huge landfill, also known as Mount Trashmore. The town has, at best, a precarious relationship with the landfill. In summer months of yore, rancid, wind-driven odors hovered over sections of the community, forcing motorists to roll up their windows and stay inside their homes. The landfill was the skunk at many a lawn party and backyard barbecue. Things have gotten better in recent years, as new landfill management and a focus on recycling has reduced odors, according to Johnston Mayor Joe Policina. Johnston politics have long been a contact sport, deeply personal and suffused by ethnic tribalism and ballot battles. As recently as the 1960s and 70s, your surname determined the top ballot spot. Politicians with names such as Russillo and Russo changed their names to A. Russillo and A. Russo, hoping for a better shot at town hall. "We take our politics very seriously here," says Policina, who served 12 years as a state senator before his election as mayor. A veteran firefighter and emergency medical technician, Policina was the fellow who sped grandma to the emergency room or gave your brother CPR. Those connections harvested votes for the Democrat years later when he went into politics. Johnson's known for high voter turnout, so the annual St. Rocco's Church Feast is a must-stop for state politicians, as regular as stumping in New Hampshire is for presidential aspirants. A big point of pride in Johnson is its distinction as one of the two most Italian-American communities in the United States, according to the U.S. Census. This week, we'll introduce you to some of Johnson's ethnic culinary traditions, including a 92-year-old woman who still makes meatballs the old way. If you ask average Rhode Islanders to name a notable person from Johnston, don't be surprised if they answer Lou Lamoriello, the former Providence College hockey coach, now general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Or, in a more colorful vein, Paul Del Vecchio, better known as Paulie D, the DJ and reality television personality from Jersey Shore. We'll also take you to town schools, where kindergartners are among the youngest students in the state to get their own computers. And we'll tour one of the state's oldest houses, the 1691 Clements Irons House. In this most Roman Catholic of communities, we'll profile the King's Tabernacle, a Pentecostal and mostly African-American church. And, of course, we'll focus on politics. Johnston was once a Democratic redoubt. In 2012, voters supported Barack Obama's presidential campaign. In 2016, Hillary Clinton came here, and it wasn't her first visit. But come November, Johnston broke with tradition and gave Republican Donald Trump, who once made overtures about building a casino in the community, a majority of the town's presidential votes. Johnston, all week on One Square Mile here at Rhode Island Public Radio.